We had the opportunity to visit with Glenn Bowles.
Yes.
It's been several weeks ago, and he shared some funny stories like having to run from the concert hall clear across the street, skywalk, to go to the hotel room to make changes.
Make a change, yes.
Yeah, and run back in time. It was the impossible that was possible, I guess.
Yeah, it was amazing. Sometimes they'd say, well, it's on the second floor and there's an elevator. Well, we have 3 to 5 minutes to make a change. That's not gonna work.
And with the Vandals, you make costume changes.
We do a lot of costume changes. So we don't do as many as we used to because we're a little slower now. but we still like to have the costume changes, and you're talking about having to go out. We've had to go out in the rain into a trailer.
Oh my.
And then the door will be locked when you try to get back in. So, you know, there's all kinds of strange things that happen on the road.
You had a stage collapse on you one time, didn't you?
A couple times, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were...
That's hard to recover from.
We were in Huntsville, Alabama the first time that it happened, and back then, I didn't realize how violent we were. But we were pretty violent. You know, we wouldn't make the 8 o'clock children's hour, I don't think, because I would beat the guys, and I would actually, I'd chase them, I'd hit them, but that was my character with the hat. I'd just take the hat, and Moose would knock me off stage. And so I would actually fly off. It would be a stage this tall, and I'd go flying almost to the wall. And I'd land and get up, and I'd come back up angry, you know, because that's my character. He just hit me off stage. So I take my hat, and I start hitting him. And I forgot where I was going with the story.
Talking about how violent you were.
Yeah, it was just amazing looking back at that, you know, how... I lost my point in the story.
Well, that's okay. You think about that. So, but for those of you who have seen Stacy with the Vandals, you're probably sitting in amazement that he has a speaking voice because he never talks on stage.
Yeah.
He's always the man of one word. And he was telling me about, you were telling me about an interview.
A Bob Braun show.
With Bob Braun.
Yes.
Tell me that.
Years ago, we did an interview with Bob Braun, and he would normally talk to Mark or Dave Brumley. And he came up to me, and he asked me a question. And I was able to just answer yes or no. So he goes, like, for example, so, Duke, do you enjoy being on the road? Yes. And I wouldn't say anything else. I'd just stare at him. Because my character in the show is more like this. I'm just kind of glare. And I will glare. I'll cut my eyes at you. And I'm not going to smile while I'm on stage. He asked me another question. And then he picked up on it right away what I was doing. And he was so quick that he, after I gave him a one-word answer, he looked at the camera and just kind of shrugged and said, this is an interview's worst interview. Somebody that gives you one-word answers. Don't you think, Duke? And I go, yes. And he just did a little routine with me, but he was so quick, and it was so much fun.
Bob Braun was probably, if you don't know who he was probably one of the most gifted interviewers, one of the most gifted television or radio people that ever existed, because he could take this coffee cup, knowing nothing about it, and tell you a story about it and make it interesting. So he would be quick to pick up on...
Oh, he was right there. He was on. After the first time I gave him a one-word answer, he was on it.
Yeah.
And I could just see his face change. I mean, he just kind of gave like a look like, what? You know, what? give me a little more than that. And when I did it the second time, he played with it then after that. And then he set me up. Every question he asked me, I could just give one. And he didn't drag it on too long because he knew not to go on too long either.
Right.
You know,
right.
You don't want to drag something out like that forever. So
sure.
He made his point. He got it. He got the laughs. And it made my character stand out that much more too, because I just didn't talk on stage.
Are ringing, snowflakes are falling, carolers singing, Little Joe and Dee Dee on the mistletoe. Everyone together on this silent night, singing wop-bop-bop. Everything's all right.
We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio. I want you to get your request ready if you have something that you'd like to hear Stacy sing for you.
Please pick something I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so you do private engagements like this.
Yes.
Well, not exactly like this.
Yeah, not quite like this. I usually don't have microphones in front of me where I can't move. And
right, and a worldwide audience.
But I do in-home concerts.
Yeah.
And I enjoy doing those. And I just take my guitar and I just sit and sing a
bunch. How did this happen?
I had seen something online, and I'm constantly talking with my oldest son about things like that too, and he suggested some things. But I just happened to see it, and actually the first one I did was because of when I did my album, I used Kickstarter to get the album going. And so people would donate. And one of the rewards, if it was you were at a certain tier, one of the rewards was for me to come and do an in-home concert. And so those were the first ones I did.
Kickstarter. Patty, remember that, would you?
And one of the things I offered, too, I bake as well. And so I would offer them either a cheesecake or a strawberry tart. And so, you know, depending on...
So if you have any part-time openings at Mama's... Stacy's available. You're not booking as much as you used to, are you?
No.
The Vandals.
So I love to cook, too, so I like to bake. You know, I do all the baking at home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And yeah, we somebody brought in a store-bought pie, and I said, not in my house. Don't bring me a store-bought pie. I mean, yeah. If somebody brings one, you know, a nice, something like that, but family... Don't bring a store-bought pie. Yeah. I'll make it.
Well, I am a great contributor to the food industry. I'm a great eater from way back. Ben, can you relate to that? I mean, we're together. Yeah. Do you remember Wimpy on Popeye? I gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yeah.
I'll have you know that I'm the number one fan on Facebook of Mama's.
Oh, are you? Okay, how about that? That'll cost you a dollar for that shameless plug. So
I only pay my son. I'm not giving him.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just like.
What else do you have?
Oh, let's see.
Get your request ready, by the way. Don't be shy, really, seriously.
Let's do something a little bit different here. A little something, right. You know, I like the ballads. My forte is more the ballads, so... this one's not the ballad. If you want to sing along, I can use help with this one, too. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad and good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns, and a toy drum, Rudy Toot Toot and a rummy tum tum. Santa Claus is coming to town. With curly head dolls to cuddle and coo, elephants, boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids and girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah.
That was closer.
Great Thank job. You. Stacy Todd.
I warned you I wasn't an accomplished musician.
You did well.
I sing for a living.
You did well. Once again, I want to acknowledge and thank Dale Martin of the Orpheum in Hillsboro for allowing us to have this program here today. So if you would give my buddy Dale a great big hand once again and thank him. Isn't this place beautiful? I am telling you what, it is just outstanding, and we appreciate it so very much. We appreciate Stacy being with us today and taking time to be here. And what do you have lined up for us now?
Okay. Oh, you know, I keep forgetting about this. It's the one I wrote. You know, I put all these Christmas songs together. I was trying to find Christmas songs, and I looked at my list, and all of a sudden I realized I didn't put the one I wrote on there. I recorded it with the Vandells about, 3 years ago. We laid the track down, and so...
It's a great song. Believe it or not, I was going to get to that.
Were you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's great. Now is a great time.
Is this a good time?
Now's a great time.
We don't need a re-edit here?
No, you're good.
It's a white Christmas in Cincinnati, my favorite time of year. And it's a sunny day down in old Tallahassee, same day every year. We're hanging mistletoe and boughs of holly all around the town, and anticipating the man who's oh so jolly. He won't let us down, 'cause it's Christmas here, it's Christmas there. Everybody getting that Christmas feeling. Bells are ringing and everyone's singing their favorite songs to celebrate the season. Break out the eggnog, we're all ready to decorate the tree. Get in the spirit, that old Christmas spirit. We'll teach the world to sing so all can hear it. The children won't sleep well tonight, waiting on the man and anticipating the man who's also jolly as fast as they can. As it's Christmas here, it's Christmas there, everybody's getting that Christmas feeling. Bells are ringing and everyone's singing the favorite songs to celebrate the season. Cause it's Christmas here, it's Christmas there, everybody's getting that Christmas feeling. Bells are ringing and everyone's singing the favorite songs to celebrate the season. Cause it's Christmas here, it's Christmas there, everybody's getting that Christmas feeling. Bells are ringing and everyone's singing the favorite songs to celebrate the season. And we're fading out. Fading out. Fade.
All right. And that's how that works.
Fade, that's how it works.
All right, it's request time. And my granddaughter, Emily Davis, has one. Come on up, hon.
Silent Night.
All right, I think I know that one, so... Savior is born. Christ our Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. If you want to sing along on this last verse, it's the same as the first. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. holy infant so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace, sleeping heavenly peace. Thank you.
Wow. Very nice. I think that probably has to be one of my two favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
The other is Joy to the World. It just tears me up. Love that song, Silent Night. We have another request. Gary Lehman, come on up. And know that you have a favorite that you'd like for Stacy to do.
How about Elvis's Blue Christmas?
Okay. I have some cheater notes here. It's actually one I haven't played, but...
Now, can you do the knee thing and the hip and...
Well, you know what? Yes, I can.
Can you?
Only on radio. So just imagine that... But I don't know that this song lends itself so much to that, but...
Let me tell you, folks, having spent a lot of years in radio, there's a lot of things you can do on radio that you can't do on TV. I promise you that that's probably one of them right there.
You know... Moose and Glenn are going to kill me for doing this because they're the ones that do this song justice. So, hopefully it's in my key too. I don't know. I just had my son pull up the chords here, so we'll see what happens here. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll mend those blue snowflakes start falling. That's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. The leg's trying to move, but that's it. What did I knock off?
Look at the leg go.
But my leg hurts.
Anybody else have a request? Come on up, Ben.
Uh-oh.
Ben Sexton, come on up.
I hope I can help you out here.
Put him right on the spot.
This is one of my granddaughter's favorite songs. And she always yells at me for singing it around her because it sticks in her head. She can't get it out. I hope you know it, Stacy. Mele Kaliki Maka.
Ah, yes. You know, I rehearsed to that song nightly.
I'll settle for what child is this?
Unfortunately, I'll do the first one.
Wow, I'm impressed.
And it might not sound the same as you remember it.
That's another cool thing about being on radio.
You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. But I'm gonna do it different though.
Okay.
Sounds mighty fine, but the words need a fixin'. Though the tune's the same, we've changed old Rudolph's name. Randolph the flat-nosed reindeer had a funny-looking snout. So Sandy cut his nose off just to try and smooth it out. When Sandy sewed his nose on, Sandy sewed it upside down. Now every time the rain falls, Poor Randy nearly drowned. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Randolph, with your nose so flat, won't you tell me where I'm at? Then Randy took a deep breath, and he looked so very strange. We're out behind the stockyard. How I wish the wind would change. That comes from one of my, you were asking about Christmas memories.
Yeah.
That was one of them. We had a bunch of Homer and Jethro songs, and they did all kinds of spoofs on the melodies and the parodies. And that was one of them that always stuck with me. And so, sorry, but that's the closest I can get to your Maliki Laka whatever.
That worked.
Thank you.
That was a pretty good recovery there, wasn't it? I mean, I was impressed with that. We'll be back with more after this.